Live from the Brim Snack Food Studio at the Mighty 990 Broadcast Center. Stomping out bias and setting the record straight, Robin Walensky.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Wake Up Memphis. It is Thursday, July 23rd. Topping the news this morning, with crime here skyrocketing, how do we recruit police officers here to Memphis? Your ideas at 901-260-5926. A Tennessee man gets a call. Hey, you've tested positive for coronavirus. Problem is, he never even took the test. Oh, and should Grace Baker change her on-air name when she gets married? But first, your Pledge of Allegiance.
Good morning, Memphis. It's time for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I'm Paul Putnam, and I'm graduating from First Assembly Christian School. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Here's what's in the news right now on Wake Up Memphis.
Each year, approximately 7,500 Black Americans are the victims of homicide. Every one of those lives matter.
That is our Attorney General, Bill Barr, at a news conference yesterday in the East Room of the White House, where President Trump says, you know what, I'm going to do something about the skyrocketing crime in Memphis, New York, Chicago, Portland, every city USA. He's going to send in support teams. Good for him. He's the law and order president. How in the world do we here in Memphis recruit great men and women so needed in our police department? We are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds short, according to one of our city councilmen, Frank Culvert Jr. We'll have audio from him coming up. He spoke with us exclusively yesterday here on the show. I take a look at the Fox 13 Memphis website. One man dead, woman in critical condition after shooting. Man in critical condition after being shot inside car, police say. Man dead after being thrown from car during crash. Memphis family has concerns about man's death while in custody without a lawyer. Brazen female suspect robs 88-year-old man not once but twice. Man shot at Memphis apartment complex. Crime here is skyrocketing. What do we need to do to recruit good men and women in blue to protect ourselves, to protect you and your property, to protect the elderly? 901-260-5926 is our number. The other big story that has really, we've got all these coronavirus briefings that are now back from the president, and the scarf lady was on TV last night, Dr. Birx. And then I read that a guy in Nashville who never went to get a coronavirus test, he's getting call after call after call after call. Hey, how you doing? We're following up. For the answer to this question at 610 here on the Mighty 990 Newsmaker line, I'm going straight to the source, to Nashville, Tennessee, to a very old friend of mine, Pamela Furr, from Super Talk 99.7 WTN, news anchor reporter. Miss Pamela, good morning and welcome to Wake Up Memphis.
Good morning. I've had my cup of coffee and I am ready to go.
Do we have Miss Pamela? Because I cannot hear
her. Can you hear me?
So in the meantime, while we work that tech issue out, let's hear from that Nashville man.
She specifically said, I'm looking at it right here, and says that you tested positive. We're just following a phone call to see how your symptoms are.
So that's the guy right there, and his name is Brock Blue. So he
Which
says
is a great name.
Oh, there you are, Pamela Furr. How you doing, my friend?
I'm great. Yeah, good morning.
When I come back in the next life, I want to be called Brock Blue, don't you?
I know. Yes.
Brock Blue, everybody.
Yeah, he's actually from a town on the outside of Nashville, Mount Juliet, which is a great little town. And he had a coworker apparently that did test positive for COVID-19. So he expected a call from maybe a contract tracer. What he didn't expect was for them to say, you've tested positive for COVID-19 when he has yet to get a test. So that's what absolutely shocked him. And he believed, you know, there's something weird going on here. I need to contact my local investigative reporter. And that's what he did. Our local Channel 4, Jeremy right. Finley, he contacted him to say, this something's not right here, because I've never had the probe up my nose to test for COVID-19.
And here's what Mr. Brock Ballew, everybody, told Channel 4.
That's what she said, because she's looking right at it, and she specifically told me, I'm looking right here in the system, that you're showing positive.
Wow, I wouldn't want a call like that, Ms. Furr.
No, you wouldn't. And the other thing is, I mean, at this point, then you start to question, well, what about the numbers that the state is telling me of positive COVID-19 cases in Mount Juliet and Nashville and other surrounding areas? They've issued these mask mandates because of all these rising numbers. Well, if they're getting this guy wrong, how many others are wrong?
We have the same problem here in Shelby County. You know, there's an uptick, and then we have Mayor Strickland, and, you know, we're talking about we have sit-ins that we're going to go to virtual. Mm-hmm. And here's another thing that this guy says, Brock Ballew.
She says, well, I'm still seeing that you're positive. Courtesy call to check on your symptoms.
Courtesy call to check on your symptoms when the guy is totally fine. And so does it to me, it's really shady, Pam.
Very shady. Very, very shady. And even after he told them, hey, look, I've never been tested. I don't have any symptoms. I've never been tested. How can you sit here and say that I have COVID-19? Well, the numbers are here. Even after telling them, he still kept getting phone calls. So they didn't even mark it down after he said, I've never gotten a test. So they didn't even log that.
I have heard reports that there have been young people who have unfortunately passed away in car crashes within the last couple of months. And on the death certificate, it says coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Those reports have come out. And at this point, how can you believe anything, even coming from, and I am a fan of our governor. I'm a fan of our government here in the state of Tennessee, very conservative people. But I got to tell you, I question some of it coming from the state. When you hear those kinds of stories, and those stories are being verified one after one after one, but especially, again, we've got this from Brock Ballew. I mean,
Brock Ballew. we could just all day long, Pamela Furr, we could just say Brock Ballew, and it would be funny and amusing. And it's a very, you know, sexy, catchy name. Speaking of names, yes, we're going to get into our terrific call screener and reporter here at KWAM she's getting married, and I'm like, we had this whole conversation yesterday. So you're going to change your last, her name is Grace Baker. I'm like, are you going to change your name from Baker to your married name? And she's like, well, I'm thinking about, we were on the phone for like 30 minutes talking about this. I'm mm-hmm, like, you know mm-hmm, what? This mm-hmm. is a great top. Should she change her name from Grace Baker to Grace Proctor? What do you think?
Ooh, I don't know.
See, Grace Baker is so elegant and catchy. And mm-hmm. I'm going to read all the Mighty 990 Facebook things. One thing I want to ask you, Ms. Pamela Furr, before I have to let you go here, because I'm up against a hard break. We are short about 700-800 police officers here in the city of Memphis. What do you think we need to do? Because you've lived in Tennessee your entire life. What do we need to do to recruit in light of the fact that crime is skyrocketing? It reminds me personally of when I moved, as you know, to New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. And we had the same issue there with, you know, police officers leaving in droves. We were really down. And what the city did, they put out a video nationwide, showcased the highlights, the food, the beautiful places, the history of New Orleans. paid them well, paid the police officers well, gave them good health benefits, allowed them to live in suburban areas. What do you think some of the nuggets are to recruit here in Tennessee?
Well, the truth of the matter is you hit on one of them. You have to pay them well. You're going to have to start paying them more. And at this point in this climate, if you're going to do a PR campaign, I think you're going to have to do some sort of PR to show that the city is behind you, that you've got their backs. They may have our backs, but do the city, do the government leaders, do they have the blue? Do they have their backs? Otherwise, I think people are leaving in droves, police officers, simply because they don't know if the next move that they make trying to keep you safe is going to land them in jail.
Isn't that the truth? We mm-hmm. so appreciate you. Pamela Furr, we will have you back for Reporter Roundtable again. So glad
Excellent.
That you anchor in the afternoons on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. You have a terrific day, and thank
okay,
you for
you
your
too.
Wisdom and your insight. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mighty 990 News Time is 6:17. We will be right back with Mid-South Gardening KWAM host Jim Crowder next.
All you early risers.
Good morning.
Morning.
Get Robin's daily podcast right now on Mighty990.com.
Since 1979, Brown Refrigeration has provided a high level of dependable service and quality products to customers all over the Mid-South. Their highly qualified staff wants to help you select the comfort system best suited for your home and, most importantly, your budget. Give the team at Brown Refrigeration a call today at 901-362-1881 or visit them online at brownref.com.
Hello, Memphis. I'm Todd Starnes. I'm the new owner of KWAM, the Mighty 990, the only locally owned news talk radio station in the Mid-South, and that's something we take pride in. Most of the people you hear on this radio station were born and raised right here in Memphis. That means we're invested from South Haven to Germantown. We go to church with you guys. Our kids go to school together. We cheer for the Memphis Tigers together. News, traffic, and weather, plus some of the greatest talk hosts in the country, right here on the Mighty 990. We're making radio great again.
Road trips, family reunions, pool parties, beach parties all have one thing in common. They all need snacks that come from Brim's. Mm. Brim's Snack Food has what you need. Cheese puffs, cheese curls, cracklins, cheddar fries, popcorn, pork rinds, potato chips, tortilla, and corn chips, and more. Brim's Snack Foods have been providing employment for the Bartlett community for over 35 years, and their delicious snacks have been sold throughout the Southeast. Brim's Snack Foods, family owned.
Candid Conversations with Dr. Rich is on the air every Sunday at 2 p.m. on the Mighty 990 KWAM. And no topic is taboo.
You know, you have a problem. You have a man in your life, but you have a problem with your friend dating your ex, actually contemplating marriage, and you find yourself having a problem with that.
Candid Conversations with Dr. Rich, Sunday afternoons at 2 p.m. on the Mighty 990 KWAM.
Tennessee, we have a choice. My name is John Henry, and I'm running for U.S. Senate. I was raised on a small tobacco farm in Middle Tennessee and joined the Marine Corps and served for 27 years. And from private to sergeant major, I served in three wars. This election, Tennessee needs a fighter. A fighter for the right to life. A fighter for our Second Amendment rights. And a fighter for our Christian values. My name is John Henry, and I approve this message. Paid for by John Henry for Senate.
Did Jesus promise to return within the first century generation? Discover why atheists, Muslims, Jews, and even some Christians believe that Jesus is a liar and the Bible is false. Join William Bell for a discussion on the end times and Bible prophecy on the All Things Fulfilled Eschatology broadcast Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KWAM 990 and FM 107.9. Listen on Facebook at KWAM The Voice.
I'm Ed Parami, the owner of JanPro, the franchise that helps you be your own boss.
JanPro is now the fastest growing franchise in the entire world for the second year in a row by Entrepreneur Magazine. We are growing so fast we need new business owners right here in Memphis right now. So if you want to be your own boss and open your own business, call JanPro at 901-683-4900 to see just how easy it is to be your own boss. For as little as $950 down, you can be a part of JanPro. Don't waste another minute. Call 901-683-4900.
Hey, this is Chet from The Real Resistance. You guys ever notice these days how the people telling you to hashtag resist everything seem to be the exact ones drinking the government-issued Kool-Aid? Well, join me and Sherry, where she does her best to help you navigate the local and national political trends, and I try my best to get you to relax, use a little common sense, and instead of thinking like a Democrat or Republican, start thinking like an American. So join us here on The Real Resistance with Chet and Sherry every Saturday at noon on the Mighty 990, where we still party like it's 1776.
Now, back to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky on the Mighty 990.
Good morning, everyone. It's 6:21. If you're just joining the show, I'm your host, Robin Walensky. This is Wake Up Memphis, Hour 1, and we are broadcasting live for you from the Brim's Snack Food Studio. Our trivia question this morning, this is a good one, okay? This is a good one for a morning audience, and we give credit to Kenny Bozak, who is running our board this morning. And Kenny suggests for trivia one, which is the only U.S. state to produce coffee beans? Which is the only U.S. state to produce coffee beans? 901-260-5926 for those just grabbing a cup of coffee. 901-260-5926. And you win a terrific prize from the Mighty 990 Prize Closet, which is a personally signed book from Todd Starnes. He's written 5 books, I believe. I need to fact check that today, but that's what rings true in my mind at 6:22 in the morning. Joining us right now in studio is a friend of this program from KWAM Weekend, a very popular program, Mid-South Gardening, Jim Crowder. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Robin. How are you today?
Good. What have you got going on for the... I know it's Thursday already. This week has, you know, snap by very, very quick. We've had so much news. What do you have going on your show?
Well, this weekend, we're going to be talking about planting for pollinators, and not so much to bring in butterflies, but to feed their babies, the caterpillars. Often we overlook that. We want to plant flowers so we see butterflies. But if you're not planting something for the young ones to eat, then there won't be any more butterflies. So yesterday I posted some pictures of a red twig dogwood that's in my yard that right now the maple loopers are having a heyday on. So we're going to talk about a few plants that you can that also look pretty but also benefit the caterpillars.
I like the maple loopers.
Yeah, they're
I like
cool.
How that sounds.
They're only about an inch and a half long, but they're pure white and they're really cool looking caterpillar.
Wow, that is awesome. And, you know, with the butterflies and stuff, don't you remember when you were a kid, you tried to catch the butterflies, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you try. It's just a fun thing to have. What are some of the other topics? I know you take a lot of calls from the folks here in Memphis, and people are doing a ton of gardening these days because it's just such a nice, relaxing feeling. My dad does a lot of gardening. He likes to be outdoors. It's very good for your mental health. What are some of the other topics you're going to be talking about?
Well, we're also going to be talking about crepe myrtles. It's the perennial favorite here, and a lot of the experts say don't plant them anymore because we've had this little thing now called crepe myrtle scale, you know, but we still plant roses, and they get powdery mildew and black spots. I don't really see the logic behind that. But we're going to be talking about planting the right crepe myrtle, not the wrong crepe myrtle. We have crepe myrtles that get 18 inches tall. We have crepe myrtles that get 50 feet tall. So you don't want to plant a 25-footer where you need a 10-footer. Otherwise, people start whacking them off about halfway up the trunk, and we call that crepe murder around here. So
I love that.
Yeah, so we're going to teach people how to pick the right one, and then if you've picked the wrong one, how to prune it properly so it doesn't look like it's got arthritic knuckles where you've cut it off.
Right. I've seen that syndrome. I've seen that. Let me ask you this, Jim Crowder. Mm-hmm. You've probably never been asked this question, but do you drive around and notice and look at people's lawns and say, ugh, They need a 10-foot there where they should have a 5 and vice versa, and kind of do your own little critique, like people critique people's art on a wall.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's more envy sometimes because, ooh, that's a nice-looking Japanese maple. I wish I had that. But, yeah, I do. I look and say, look at, particularly we focus on lawns so much now. Everybody wants an absolutely perfect lawn. And, when I was a kid, you could lay down in the lawn and and look for four-leaf clovers, which you don't see anymore, which is one of the reasons we don't have honeybees as much, because we don't have anything for them to eat early in the spring. People really focus on getting every one of those weeds out, and it's kind of cool to go along and see a yard that's just full of dandelions.
That would be really fun for people just to submit their pictures of, the best lawn here in Memphis or Germantown or Shelby County or anywhere in the listening audience where you live. Because, of course, on Mighty990.com, we stream. So, of course, you have listeners from out of state as well. And it's kind of fun. I would love to see some of those awesome lawn pictures and for people to participate in that. I need to go and take some pictures for you because I was at the garden center the other day. And I bought some flowers and I learned the difference, because I'm just starting out. I'm new at this. The difference between the annuals and the perennials and the ones that are going to come back and the ones that are going to die. And, it's just that you have to learn. It's like any other hobby. You have to learn all about it. What's going to live and what's not going to live and how much water do I give it?
That's true. And I noticed you've been snooping around our Mid-South Gardening webpage. Our Facebook, I saw you'd been on there looking at my new venture, my secret garden. So, we invite everybody to go to the Facebook group, Mid-South Gardening, Gardening in USDA Zones 6, 7, and 8. We got about 3,000 members now, and it's a good group of information-packed people. So we invite everybody to tune in on if you can on Saturday mornings, but you can reach us on the Facebook page, and you can also listen to our podcast later in the day.
And, and I hope that your appearances here, I hope you triple that number. I hope you go from 3,000 to 9,000 to 10,000 because people need a good, honest hobby. And I think that making your lawn looks nice or your flowers or your garden, it also makes you feel good. And I think we need to feel good. So many people feel, shut in, and there's so much uncertainty with the election coming and politics and crime rate and coronavirus, of course. And I think that the garden is really God's way and nature's way to make us feel good.
Absolutely. And in my case, medication helps too. But I'm 66 years old. I've had 4 hip replacements. I've had more surgery. I got so much scrap metal in me. My wife's just waiting for me to pass.
You ding when you go through when you're over at the Memphis airport.
That's right.
And you go through the TSA. You have that little card. Ding 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 ding.
27 guys come down on you real quick.
And they know it's Jim Crowder from Mid-South Gardening. Jim, thank you so much for being here this morning, and I have actually learned a lot in looking through, not spying, but actually learning on your Facebook page. Tell the audience, the listeners, one more time how they can join and sign up for that.
Just in Facebook groups, look for Mid-South Gardening, Gardening in USDA Zones 6, 7, and 8. And we cover, 200 miles north and south of Memphis, and we have members in Australia, New Zealand, England, so lots of varied comments and pictures.
Well, I'm going to get you to 10,000 likes. How's that?
Hey,
great. We're going to go for it.
All right.
Crowder, thanks so much. Host of Mid-South Gardening. Check him out on Saturday here on KWAM Weekend.
Take care,
Robin. Fantastic guy. Thank you so much. It's such a great show. To call Jim, to call us, 901-260-5926 to be part of this program this morning. Should Grace Baker change her name, her on-air name, when she gets married? We'll be hearing from her soon and your Facebook comments coming up next.
Wake up call.
Robin Walensky.
New, fresh voice that'll wake up the people.
On the Mighty 990 KWAM.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, thousands of abandoned animals in the USA need your help. Delta Rescue, founded by actor Leo Grillo, is the largest no-kill, care-for-life animal sanctuary in the world. Their trained staff take the animals in, provide them with food, water, treats, and affection. Make your legacy work for the animals. A life-saving gift allows Delta to fulfill their mission to rescue and care for each animal. Please visit deltarescue.org/bill and request a free estate planning package. On this Thursday, I am thinking about the Wall Street Journal editorial that suggested President Trump should allow liberal cities like Chicago, New York, Portland, Oregon, and Seattle to collapse under the weight of mayhem. The problem with that analysis is that innocent Americans are getting killed and hurt in those places because of incompetent leadership. And every president's primary obligation is to protect citizens. That is why we have a federal government. Under the Insurrection Act, the feds can move into local places where violence is threatening life and property. Liberal politicians and TV analysts who say differently are deceiving you. The law is clear. The problem for Donald Trump is that Democrats in some chaotic cities will work against federal agents, potentially making the situation even worse. Also, Democrats believe the more unrest there is in America, the worse it is for the president in the minds of non-aligned voters. But I think a show of strength against violence and anarchy will help President Trump in popular opinion, because his opponent, Joe Biden, would not control the chaos. I could be wrong on that, but I believe President Trump is going to run on law and order, and he may very well win on that. Now this. According to Dr. Anthony Fauci, Americans should wear face coverings, and the face covering I recommend is from Boomer Naturals. The Boomer Naturals face cover is comfortable and offers protection we all need. They're also in stock and ready to ship from the Boomer U.S. warehouse. These are multi-use face covers when you wash between uses, making them very affordable. So please order yours today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use code BILL20 at checkout to save 20%. That's BILL20, BoomerNaturals.com. That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
Road trips, family reunions, pool parties, beach parties all have one thing in common. They all need snacks that come from Brim's. Mm. Brim's Snack Food has what you need. Cheese puffs, cheese curls, cracklins, cheddar fries, popcorn, pork rinds, potato chips, tortilla, and corn chips, and more. Brim's Snack Foods have been providing employment for the Bartlett community for over 35 years, and their delicious snacks have been sold throughout the Southeast. Brim's Snack Foods, family owned.
Hey, this is Chet. You might recognize me from my Chet Rants on the 19 Strong Show. Just wanted to stop in and tell you about a great friend of mine, Dr. Perry Rothrock. His office is located at 8309 Cordova Road, and he specializes in total men's health, and he has a huge heart for all of our public servants. Please give him a call, set up an appointment. He would love to see you at 757-9984. When you get there, tell him Chet sent you. Again, that's Dr. Perry Rothrock at 8309 Cordova Road, 757-9984.
From Bell Street to Byhalia, the Mighty 990 has you covered. Traffic, weather, now on the Mighty 990.
Well, good morning. We see T-Dot behind a vehicle here on Biltmore's Parkway westbound as you approach Ridgeway. It just starts to get busy here in this area this time of the morning on Biltmore's, headed towards 240. Wrapping up a couple of earlier wrecks, including that one at New Allen Road and Hawkins Mill Road. Still looks good, 55 right now, coming up through North Mississippi. A beautiful piece of property is for sale right now in the Orange Mound community, 2656 Dedrick Street. The price has dropped. Call Melody Martin at Kaizen Realty, 859-2458. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Here's your forecast from News Channel 3. Warm and humid this morning with scattered showers or thundershowers likely once again this afternoon. High temperatures will be near 90. Winds will be light and from the east. Heat index near 100. Rain ending mid-70s overnight. Same professional service, new location, Memphis Spine and Rehab, moving to Bartlett, 2645 Appling. I'm News Channel 3 weather expert Todd Demers on the Mighty 990 KWAM.
Now, back to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky on the Mighty 990.
Really important moment as far as I'm concerned. My first duty as president is to protect the American people, and today I'm taking action to fulfill that sacred obligation. In recent weeks, there's been a radical movement to defund, dismantle, and dissolve our police departments. Extreme politicians have joined this anti-police crusade and relentlessly vilified our law enforcement heroes.
President Trump there in the East Room of the White House saying he's had enough. He's sending in federal support to cities like Chicago, New York, Memphis, wherever it's needed. Wherever it's needed, we're going to have law and order. Mighty 990 News Time is 637-901-260-5926. What do you think it's going to take to recruit the law enforcement here, police officers, men and women, to come to the city of Memphis? Because we heard yesterday from a councilman, Frank Colvett Jr., Republican, who says, you know what, Robin? We are way understaffed. We're looking at least 700 to 800 more officers we need to maintain law and order here in Memphis with the rising crime rate. Mighty 990 News Time is 6:37. Joining us right now on the Mighty 990 Newsmaker line is Republican John Henry, candidate for Senate. Good morning, sir, and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Ms. Robin. I sure do appreciate this.
So I read on your website that you, and thank you for your service, that you were in the Marines for many years. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We served 27 years, served in Desert Storm, Operation Iraqi Freedom twice, and Operation Enduring Freedom, ma'am.
Well, thank you for your service to our great country. Let me ask you a question. What do you think it's going to take? You're running. I know I'm looking at the website as we speak. You're strong on national defense. You want to reduce government regulation, protect Second Amendment rights. All concepts and all isms that I personally support. What do you think, John, and by the way, on Twitter, you're at John Henry for Senate. What do you think, John, it's going to take to recruit the officers we need here in Memphis with the rising crime rate?
Well, I'll tell you, my years in the service, I see a lot of military folks when they get out, join local police forces, including there in Memphis. I don't know how many could actually come out of the military and go straight into those forces, but I believe that's the first place to look. Those that are already trained, those that are already wanting to serve. I understand you all have a lack in police officers, but those that come out of the military right now, recruiting those folks, especially here in these small rural areas like where I'm from, boy, make a big impact when they come in there. As you mentioned before, strong and steady, that's for sure, ma'am.
And how has your campaign gone? What are you hearing from the people here in Tennessee?
Well, large and small cities all alike, they want someone who represents them, who has worked like them, who has started out like they have in many areas, whether it be working in small factories or working in department stores, or even like me, started working on a farm in rural America. People want their representatives, whether it be U.S. Senate, whatever it may be, to represent, look, and work and work hard daily just like they do, because they know folks like that will adequately represent them in the U.S. Senate.
There is such, and we're speaking here at 6:40 with a candidate for Senate, Republican John Henry. Your website is John Henry for Senate for folks that want to get more information about you. And obviously, there's a lot of great information up there. And at John Henry for Senate on Twitter, there's a real disconnect, John, between the East and the West Coast and what's really going on in what I call the real America, which is here in the Mid-South. This is the real America. And we cannot let the mainstream media controlled in New York City and Washington and Los Angeles. We cannot let the mainstream media dictate to us as they have done, as it has done, the mainstream media singular, as it has done for years and years and years. I mean, there's an agenda in play. These journalists, and I'm one of them, some of these journalists have had agendas, and they're no longer just objective reporters, that they do not check their opinion, sir, at the front door.
Well, that's true, and in the military, it's the same way. I mean, we have people still deployed to Afghanistan. We never talk about that. Even today, we have troops who are dying in Afghanistan. I know that one just died a couple of days ago. It was a non-combat accident, but still, we have troops over there. The media doesn't even cover it. I think what Mr. Robin, what I agree with you is, it's usually what they omit that is news, not what they cover is news, especially in these riots and those folks are getting hurt unnecessarily. The media is complicit in a lot of this violence, and I think a lot of America, and especially Tennessee, is tired of this. They need someone to fight for them and really give the straight story.
What are you personally most passionate about? Like, can you name for us your top three issues so our audience here at Wake Up Memphis gets an opportunity to hear your platform? What are you most interested in?
Yes, ma'am. That's a great question. For me, obviously, 27 years in the Marine Corps, it's very important that I take a hard stance on national security. This is the first president, and I served under five presidents, is trying to bring us out of Afghanistan. And there's still young Tennesseans, young Memphis men and women who are joining the military and still deploying to Afghanistan, pumping billions of dollars in that country today. First presidents want to bring them out, and I want to help support that. So national security outside of our borders, how we deal with China, that's a very important thing. So that falls underneath national security, as well as the border wall. For me, that's very important to national security. The second thing I always talk about is our rights. Our rights as Americans, whether it be our right to pray. Right now in Smith County, the ACLU is suing Smith County over their right to pray before football, basketball, and baseball games. So our rights, our Second Amendment rights, chipping away at them, whether it be the bump stop or the maximum capacity magazines, then the taxes that are coming soon over ammunition and new weapon sales. It's absolutely absurd, coming, like you said, from the West Coast all the way across to us. And the third thing I think is important, and we need to look at hard as Americans and Tennesseans, is education. That No Child Left Behind of 2002 to 2015 is a product of what we see now on the streets of big America. Big streets, big cities, these kids were educated under the No Child Left Behind. We took history, and we took Tennessee history for us in Tennessee out of our books and put other social justice classes that we see in curriculum today. Those are the three top things I think are very important to America, and especially Tennesseans during this very, very tumultuous time.
And I'll tell you, I find all of those very important and very interesting. Myself, I was in September 11th standing there in New York City under the Twin Towers, that horrendous day almost 19 years ago. Obviously, this year on Wake Up Memphis, we're going to do a special show. And, I'm honored and proud to have been hired by Todd Starnes. Both of us worked side by side at Fox News Radio for many years, covering all these issues, trying to get these border stories out there and such. I will say this to you, though. I think when you talk about No Child Left Behind, when we are talking about shutting down our schools and having 100% virtual learning, as they want to do here in Shelby, Germantown, it looks like it's going to be more of a mixed bag of a week, where you have the kids in the school and class 2 or 3 days and then the other days at home virtual. There are going to be a lot of kids left behind, unfortunately, John.
There are, and I think you and I know that the folks that are controlling this, big government, I mean, the Department of Education has done a horrible job over the last 25 years combining all education and centralizing it instead of decentralizing it down to the states, and we have what we have now. I also agree with you, and all the good work you've done over the years is when the media controls that narrative, science is out the window. So they only use science when it's best for them. But we know very few children are affected by this virus at all. Now, I understand we have some older teachers, and those that are older and mature, we need to be careful. But to shut these schools down, period, again, just not following the science at all, and it's picking and choosing by big media and then making this horrible, scare tactic of if our children go to school, we're all going to die. I mean, it's just, as you said, and you've tried to over the years to balance that out. Big media just doesn't want to balance it out at all. Their narrative is very clear.
John Henry, candidate for Senate, thank you so much for your service to our great country. We appreciate you and wish you the best of luck in your campaign. You can check him out at johnhenryforsenate.com and also on Twitter at John Henry for Senate. Thanks so much.
Thank you, ma'am. And don't forget, it's J-O-N, not J-O-H-N, johnhenryforsenate.com. Please join me on Facebook as well, ma'am.
Fantastic. Thanks so much. You have a blessed day. 646, our trivia question this morning. Which is the only U.S. state to produce one of my favorite things in the world, coffee beans? Which is the only U.S. state to produce coffee beans? 901-260-5926. Miss Grace Baker manning the phones this morning. Coming up in our second hour, we're going to speak with Miss Grace and debate whether she should change her on-air name to her new married name when she ties the knot later this year. We'll talk about it. 647, back after this.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky on the Mighty 990 KWAM.
I'm Lou Dobbs. The Trump administration adopts new aircraft emission standards. New York City police clean out a tent city at City Hall. And Amazon opens a sweet new distribution center. Those stories next. You've all probably heard of asbestos and know that it's dangerous. And you may also know exposure to asbestos is the only known cause of mesothelioma, a deadly cancer. People who were exposed to asbestos decades ago are being diagnosed to this day with mesothelioma. That's because it can take as many as 30 or even 50 years to develop. But did you also know there's money to pay victims of asbestos exposure from years ago? An estimated $30 billion available to help compensate victims and their families. If you or a member of your family have been diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may be able to receive some of this money without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Get a free legal review today. Call Sokolov Law at 800-910-1950. That's 800-910-1950. President Trump says his administration will roll out aircraft emission standards modeled on international standards to ensure American-made airliners and large private jets meet the demands of the global aviation market. EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler says the new standards strike the right regulatory balance. A tent city near City Hall that harassed businesses and citizens in New York has been booted out by the NYPD. Amazon just opened a new distribution center in a former candy factory in Massachusetts. The abandoned building in Revere, just north of Boston, formerly made Necco wafers and those heart-shaped sweetheart candies. The project is a shot in the arm for Massachusetts, which has the nation's highest unemployment rate, 17%. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Tennessee, we have a choice. My name is John Henry, and I'm running for U.S. Senate. I was raised on a small tobacco farm in Middle Tennessee and joined the Marine Corps and served for 27 years. And from private to sergeant major, I served in 3 wars. This election, Tennessee needs a fighter for the right to life. A fighter for our Second Amendment rights, and a fighter for our Christian values. My name is John Henry, and I approve this message. Paid for by John Henry for Senate.
Road trips, family reunions, pool parties, beach parties all have one thing in common. They all need snacks that come from Brim's. Mm. Brim's Snack Food has what you need. Cheese puffs, cheese curls, cracklins, cheddar fries, popcorn, pork rinds, potato chips, tortilla, and corn chips, and more. Brim's Snack Foods have been providing employment for the Bartlett community for over 35 years, and their delicious snacks have been sold throughout the Southeast. Brim's Snack Foods, family owned.
The July edition of The Best Times is now available at over 325 locations throughout Memphis.
This month's edition includes an announcement of the new column, Fitness and Wellness, by Almetria Turner. Turner's announcement includes her story of her health and weight struggles and how she decided to take control of her health by improving her diet and developing an exercise routine. Pick up your free copy of The Best Times at any CVS pharmacy, super low grocery store, libraries, and health clubs. Or visit thebesttimes.com and check out this month's online edition.
Supplier quality engineer positions offered by ABB Installation Products, Inc., an ABB company in Memphis, Tennessee, drives the supplier qualification process and ensures the supply base is and remains fully qualified and compliant. Schedules, monitors, and approves supplier part, material, and service qualification activities, e.g. process planning and readiness preparation, PPRP, supplier product qualification process, SPQP, capacity analysis and verification in accordance with ABB project timing and milestones. Requires a minimum 25% to a maximum of 50% travel. Apply online at www.abb.com/careers.
Now, back to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky.
The professionals, ever since I got on council, have all said, you know, your target is between 2,300 and 2,400 police officers. So we're 300 to 400 officers short. Now, the good news is when we started 4 or 5 years ago, we were 400 and 500 officers short. We were only like 1,800, 1,900. So the professionals are now telling us, actually PhDs, were saying that we now need 2,700 to 2,800 if you are to achieve the community policing that everybody wants. And so now we're 700-800 police officers short of full complement, Robin.
That is Frank Colvett Jr., exclusively Republican Memphis City Council on Wake Up Memphis. We are 700-800 Memphis police officers short. And my question to you, our great audience here at the Mighty 990, is what are we going to do about it? What are your ideas to recruit men and women to come here, to live here, to work here, to be part of our community, to fight the crime? 901-260-5926 is our number. And when I look at the crime, I mean, you look at the local news in this city. Fox 13, one of my favorites. One man dead, one woman in critical condition after shooting in Hickory Hill. Police investigating a shooting at an East Memphis apartment complex. Man in critical condition after being found shot inside car. Man dead after being thrown from car during crash. You can't make this up. We are spiraling out of control. And how do we get people here to fight this crime? And then there's this one. Brazen female suspect robs 88-year-old man, not once, but twice. An 88-year-old man. That's your grandfather or your great-grandfather. Attacked in his home and robbed twice. Police say the female suspect pretended to be a code enforcement officer. So this was planned. In her sick, warped mind, this woman put on an outfit pretending to be law enforcement, and she targeted the elderly. How sick are you? Then 4 weeks later, if that's not bad enough, she did it once and got away with it. 4 weeks later, the same person, the same woman, police say, came back to rob this man again. The neighbor of this elderly gentleman says that the woman knocked him down. His hand was cut severely. He had blood all over his shirt. And she called 911. This is how we're treating our precious elderly here in the city of Memphis? That's called no respect. I have no patience for anyone who steals from anyone. You know what my grandmother used to tell me when I was a little girl? If it doesn't have your name on it, you don't even touch it, let alone steal it. Absolutely disgusting. The neighbor telling Fox 13, the woman pretty brazen to come not once, but twice. Yeah, you think? What's she going to be charged with? I'll be following up. And so you ask yourself, you know, this city reminds me so much of where I used to work in New Orleans. And after Hurricane Katrina, I went down to New Orleans to be part of the solution. How to rebuild. My old radio show was about rebuilding the city of New Orleans after Katrina, when so many police officers left. Some of them stole property. I'm just going to say it because it's true. And yet there were many good officers who stayed, many who are still there all these years later, since the storm in 2005. 15 years it took to get the city of New Orleans back up and running. And I think here we need to do some sort of national recruitment, some sort of video that highlights the positives here in Memphis, what's good about our city. We need to offer money, better pay, terrific health benefits, and a safe place to live so that the officers can live within a certain radius of the city as they fight the crime here. And the other thing that was pointed out, we had a friend of mine who, for Reporter Roundtable earlier in the show, and I encourage you to go back and listen to hour one when we post the podcast at Mighty990.com. Pamela Furr is a news anchor in Nashville, and we had her on to talk about this Nashville guy with the coronavirus who never got tested, but they're calling him and saying he's positive. Yeah, right. And she made a good point that in order to recruit in Nashville, and we're the same. We have some of the same issues. She says that here in Memphis, we need to let the men and women who are thinking about coming here to work, we need to let them know that the politicians, the commissioners, that we are behind you, that we are behind the men and women who wear blue, and that they're going to be properly trained and treat everyone with respect. It's got to be a new day here in Memphis and a new day here in America. And President Trump is not putting up with it either. And he's offering help to cities that are in desperate, desperate need.
To look at it from any standpoint, the effort to shut down policing in their own communities has led to a shocking explosion of shootings, killings, murders, and heinous crimes of violence. This bloodshed must end. This bloodshed will end. Today, I'm announcing a surge of federal law enforcement into American communities plagued by violent crime. We'll work every single day to restore public safety, protect our nation's children, and bring violent perpetrators to justice. We've been doing it, and you've been seeing what's happening.
As you get ready to vote, citizens of Memphis, are you going to be voting for more chaos and the guy sitting in the basement who's controlled by others? He's just a puppet. He's a figurehead. Or are you going to be voting for law and order and securing our cities and securing our borders? That's what this election is going to come down to, folks. Law and order versus more chaos. Coming up, by the way, in hour two, your suggestions on what we can do to recruit police officers here to the city of Memphis, and more from that Tennessee man who gets a call, hey, you tested positive for corona. How are you feeling today? Problem is, this guy didn't go and get the test. Some shady stuff going on. And let's have a little fun. Should Grace Baker, our ace reporter here at Mighty 990, should she change her on-air name when she gets married later this year? Lots of you checking in. And oh, trivia. Which is the only U.S. state to produce coffee beans? Which is the only state in our great country which produces the coffee? Do you know the answer? A signed book from our man Todd Starnes is the prize today. 901-260-5926 is our number. We'll be right back with your Pledge of Allegiance coming up next.